This is that story show where your hilarious real life stories get the audience they deserve. Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
And I am John Steinkleber. And this week on that story show, Mike's sleepy friend struggles with a sliding glass door. Nathan has to release the pressure while on a theme park train.
What kind of pressure?
We'll get there. Zeke's pet guinea pig meets an untimely end.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Blair's son makes a weird connection. And Rachel's future husband plays with fire on a farm.
Sounds fun. I can't wait to get there. We always like to start with an opening story. This one's called Sliding Door Struggle from Mike. We're at our summer cabin, which has sliding glass doors between the kitchen and living room. That's weird.
It's a good place for him.
That's very weird. There were several of us. It reminds me of my triple wide trailer, actually. Because we also had sliding glass doors between the kitchen and the living room, but it was a spare living room. And the sliding glass doors were not supposed to be there anymore because it was supposed to just be an entryway into the house.
So yeah, I think you might need to, for some of our new listeners, it wasn't an actual triple wide trailer.
No, there was
right?
no it such was, thing back then.
Yeah.
It was a double wide trailer, and Mom decided we needed some extra bedrooms, so she bought a single wide that was about two decades older. With orange shag multicolored carpeting.
Oh yeah.
Like Ronald McDonald would love. And stuck those jokers together, cranked them up, and cut holes between them so we could walk between.
Yeah.
And I lived in the old one. I lived in the very back.
All to yourself, the extra trailer there?
Yeah, well, most of it was full of crap.
It was a storage room.
Well, like the freezer, around. You know, the chest freezer was in there, and a whole bunch of boxes and stuff. It was originally a TV room, but it just filled up with crap. And I had a little path that I would walk through, like a youngling in the woods. You know, I would leave breadcrumbs so I could find my way back to the bathroom. So I fell through the floor once because of the rain that came through. But anyway, there wasn't supposed to be a glass sliding door, and it makes me wonder why there's one in this story. But anyway, it was there. There were several of us, so I'm sleeping on a mattress near the floor at that sliding door, and one of my friends comes down from the second floor needing to pee, and he slams right into half of the sliding door that isn't open, and he thought it was.
I hate that.
So then he pulls the other half of the sliding door to the side, thinking that he's now opened it, and again slams his face into the glass door that doesn't
Double
move.
Double whammy!
So in his disoriented state, he tries to walk through the glass on the other side.
Oh, geez.
He now thinks is open since he's closed both of the other sides. Oh, yes, crap. Another hit to the face. Boom. That's the sound it makes, by the way. When you hit a glass sliding door, it's just a nice boom.
And if it's not a very well hung door, it's kind of, it rattles a little bit. So you get a in there.
Yeah, there was no double bladed, what is it? Double hung windows, pain. Double paned, with that argon gas between it. No, right. It was nothing. They were always getting misted up and stuff. But anyway, at that point, I got up to help him out the front door after wiping the tears from my eyes because of the hilarity, Mike. It's always funny when it happens to somebody else. I taught my kids something, and they have now thrown it back in my face.
Uh-oh.
And that is, because especially my son, because he used to do things that were funny, and I would say, Jay, if it's not funny to everyone, it's not funny. And so now I do stuff to annoy them, and I get a kick out of it, and I laugh, and they will say, Dad, if it's not funny to everybody, it's not funny. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it is so funny to me to get on your nerves. So freaking funny to get on my kids' nerves.
It's only fair, too, right? I mean, right. Well, you have to put up with all that crap that they gave you when they were born.
For instance, once I was just sitting on the bed reading a book, and my son was sick. He had some sort of eye pus coming out of his eyes, okay? Yeah. This happened more than once. But it was like we would have to wet his eyes in the morning like a baby bird.
So he could open his eyes.
So he could open his freaking eyes.
Yeah.
And he was rubbing his hands all in his eyes all the time. And I'm yawning, right? And he falls forward and shoves his hand all the way up to the elbow down my freaking throat. I grabbed his elbow and did back out. I got sicker than I've ever been in my life after that.
Really?
For like 2 weeks. I don't know what his eye juice was, but it did not translate well to the throat, to the freaking trachea. Did not do well.
I don't think it would.
Some sort of bogus eye juice that got in there. So yeah, I had to put up with a few things, you know? It's the least we could do is, you know, laugh or let your dad laugh at your expense.
That's right, right. And you know, as that being your phrase, if it's not funny to everyone, if it's only funny to you, it's not funny to everyone. What was your phrase you just said?
If it's not funny to everyone, it's not funny.
Okay, so that you're completely out of that realm. You don't, that doesn't apply to you.
Right. It's a rule I made up. I made up for the situation. I mean, there's lots of stuff that doesn't have to be funny to everybody. Like, well, let's just jump into it, shall we? Let's do the weekly rewind.
What?
All right. So here's something funny that happened to me that wasn't funny to everybody because it happened to me and it wasn't funny to me. We were at a park because I go to parks now because my son runs cross country and they do this at parks. And we walk around and we watch him go past. And then we walk to another area and we watch him go past. And apparently this means a lot to him. And I yell. I don't know what to yell. I hear other men yelling, put your knees up, lengthen your stride. You can catch him. You can catch him. And I don't know what any of that means. So I just go, go, Jay, go, go. And
there you go.
That's all I got. I got no advice. I'm not living vicariously through him, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I know nothing about track and field or cross country.
Cross country. So, it's just running except with outdoors.
It apparently is horrible because when he crosses the finish line and everybody crosses the finish line, they fall to the ground and 95% of them throw up immediately.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Sounds
so
like
I
a
don't
swell
even
time.
Go over there because it's like if I was at a dog park and I saw four dogs take a dump, I'm not going to go walk around there because that's the dump zone, right?
That's
so
right.
I don't go to the, there's all these people with cameras and stuff and they're kneeling down. And I'm like, you know, a guy just yacked there 15 seconds ago. It hasn't had time to seep into Mother Earth yet, you know?
It hasn't rained yet.
Right. So I actually left a Google review to that tune because they're like, you've been to this park. What did you think? I'm like, well, I really liked it because my son did really good on the run. I don't usually have strong park opinions, to be honest. I said, but there is an area you might want to watch out for because about 35 of those kids puked on it, you know?
Sick.
So I didn't know. I didn't have the exact coordinates or anything, but I wanted to get that in there to warn people. But they still, you know, kids threw up on the park. 5 stars.
Yep. At least it wasn't near the slides and the swing sets and the other stuff in the park.
So hopefully. To get to my story, now that I've established that, I guess as I was walking from one of those places to see him run past to another place to see him run past, and I was focused on the group because the early kids, the real runners, the runners that are super good were going. Mm-hmm. And then the pack kind of goes, and Jay's usually part of the pack. He's to the front of the pack. So the pack hadn't come set. I was watching though. I was watching because I was like, if I need to run, I'll run. And then all of a sudden, the ground underneath me just went away because I hit my knee. I went down on my wrists. I rolled around it, and I had fallen into a ditch. Stepped off into a 2-foot ditch out of nowhere, not even seen it. And that's not even the part of the story. The part of the story that is the story is three teenagers came running up to me. Sir, are you okay? One of them grabbed my water bottle. One tried to help me up. I'm like, no, I can do it. I'm fine. Sir. And there wasn't a look for a moment of them being thinking it was funny. Nobody was getting out their phone. They legitimately were worried because I'm officially an old freaking man.
They saw the gray on your face and thought he's got to be like 100.
Well, I've read it somewhere on Facebook. They said you can tell when you get old, when you fall down, and it's not funny to people anymore.
Oh,
and that was my whole takeaway, is I fell and it wasn't funny to anybody except,
oh,
and these poor guys. I mean, like I said, one of them grabbed my water bottle. They were patting me on the back. Are you okay? You know, they weren't giggling or snickering or anything. I'm old, John. I'm freaking old.
I'm sorry, man.
It happened.
What sound did you make when you fell? I'll laugh at you.
I went, woo. Oh. What sound did I make? Probably something like this. You know, just because my knee hit the ground and then my wrist hit the ground. And I had I looked at the spot on my knee. I had green grass stains.
You got a grass
pants.
Stain.
I'm like, I haven't had a grass stain in 20 years. What the heck?
Well, congratulations. You earned that grass stain.
I sure did. Who put that hole there? I don't know.
Was it a hole or was it a pit?
It was a...
Because then you can write a song about it. I'm fairly in a pit.
Thanks, Andy Choir. Yeah.
It's okay.
No, it was a ditch. It had a little culvert and everything. It was a straight up ditch. I would have seen it had I not been focused on my son like a good father.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You earned it, and you should be proud of yourself.
I'm going to be like Eminem. Yeah, if you heard his recent song, you shouldn't, if you're not an Eminem listener to her. But he tells a lot of people off, and he even tells off his own kids. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I listened to that one.
Yeah.
I'm
just be like, screw you, Jay. You made me fall into a ditch. You stuck your hand in my mouth, made me sick, and you made me fall into a ditch. You can handle my jokes, my stupid dad jokes.
That's right.
Screw you, Jay. Anyway, I love you, Jay. If you ever listen to this after I'm dead.
Can you say that on this show?
Oh, can we? Yeah. Can we say screw you? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I apologize. It's 13. It's rated G13 and up. Do you know what G13 means?
No.
I looked it up. I knew it had to mean something. It is the best strain of marijuana that they sell.
Jeez, what? I didn't think it was going to go there.
Because we at the end of last week's episode, we talked about how we weren't rated PG-13, we're rated G-13, and you were like G-13, and I'm like, that sounds like something I've heard before.
Sounds like something bad.
And I looked it up, and it was like this exotic grade of marijuana. So, yeah, we can't be G-13 either.
No, we're not officially.
I mean, we can be as addictive as it, but you know, we can't say we're G-13.
We might give you the munchies.
We might get some weird sponsors in the sponsorship zone there. I don't know. So, John, what do you got on the rewind?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, welcome back, Weekly Rewind.
Yes.
Our main show hasn't had this for a while. Yeah.
But back by popular demand.
By popular demand, you twisted James's arm enough, and he's like, all right, we're going to do this. And so, hey, I'm excited that we can bring it here because it's fun. Anyways, this is actually about my son, my youngest son, James. And I don't know, he might get upset with me for sharing this.
Those are my favorite kinds of stories.
Yeah. So James, if you're listening to this now, son, I apologize and I hope that everything works out for
you. Screw you, James.
Jeez. I didn't say that. You said that. So he's like this girl for a while.
Mm.
And so he's like for a while, like a couple years and you know, she's a cute kid and she's really sweet and they go to school together and he's never like he's not into that, the dating scene, right?
Right.
I don't know when you get into that. Like for me, I was a middle schooler and I had a girlfriend. And you know, whatever that meant as a middle schooler, I don't know. But for him, he doesn't have an exclusive girlfriend. But he likes this girl to be her girlfriend, his girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, he's made some stuff for her and she's appreciated
what kind of
his
stuff?
So he carved a Harry Potter wand, like a unique wand for her out of some, it was a black walnut, if I remember correctly. And then made this really cool box for it to go into. And of course, whenever he makes something, I'm helping him with it.
Right.
And he carved her a horse because she likes horses. And what?
And she's not reciprocating?
Well, so she's appreciated it. And I don't know if he was just like trying to win her heart over or what, but like he was very like, you know, expressing himself towards this, but also because he's young and hasn't ever had a, you know, girl relationship thing, he's like, he doesn't know how to express his appreciation or fondness for her.
Right.
And so we had taken a little trip up into the mountains not too long ago. We went to Helen, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, it's a German town for those of you who don't know. And
it's made to look like one anyway. It's made to
look like a German town. Yeah. It's just a tourist trap really. And it's up in the mountains. So it's nice. It's nice to get away anyways, but they have a lot of German stuff. So he was in a store and this girl likes cats. So he bought her this little figurine cat, this little porcelain cat with his own money. And then he bought her a nice, you know, German chocolate bar. And stuff. And so he gave it to her and, you know, just because it was her birthday or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it probably was her birthday because he wouldn't do it just for no reason. But anyways, he gives it to her and then a couple days later, she gives the cat back and says some things. And he's like, he didn't really understand it.
Right.
And so he's kind of relaying this to me. I'm like, my heart was broken, you know?
It's right.
Like, dang. And so he wanted to get clarification. So he got clarification and she's just like, you know, you're a nice guy. I just don't like you like that. And I kind of like somebody else basically, I think is what it turns out to.
Okay.
But then he was relaying that to me and I was like, she gave the cat back, but she kept the chocolate.
Yeah.
She kept the chocolate.
Yeah. I was like, keep the freaking cat, lady. I can't return it. I'm not going back to Helen.
What am I going to do with a cat?
Yeah. Remember your stupid butt?
Yeah. No. So, you know, that was
what's
kind
her
of
name?
The,
just first name.
I just drawn a blank just now. Oh, it's I can't say it. I won't say it.
Say her name.
No.
Use a name. Give me a name.
Oh, okay. Her name is Sandy.
Sandy, screw you. If you don't like James, you're the R word that we're not allowed to say anymore.
Her name's Lucy. Wait, last night.
Man, and I say all she this. Took his freaking wand. She knew what she was about. Oh, she just finally grew a freaking conscience is what it is. The cat was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, the porcelain cat.
That's what drove her over the edge.
I mean, maybe that was like a ring or something in her world. It was just,
I can't like, receive whoa, this cat.
It's getting too serious.
In German culture, it's a sign of a long-term relationship. That's nerd speak for, I want to have your babies, you know, or I want you to have mine, I guess.
Anyway, yeah.
I still don't know how all that works. So
I am not sure. What does it even mean? But last night we were sitting around the table having dinner. And so we were recounting some stuff and then her name came up and I said, so what about this? And Amy said, oh, he's totally over her. And then I look over at him and he's like, oh, maybe.
You need to help him get over her because then he becomes a simp. Have you heard that phrase?
I have, but I don't know what it means. What is a simp?
A simp is a guy that has been put in the friend zone, but still is nice, still does all the stuff to try to stay close to the girl. And it's called simping, and it's not healthy.
Oh, yeah. No, I guess
I think we've all done it. I think we've all done it somewhere in our life. We've simped, but that's the name of it now. Now it has a title.
It's got a title.
Yeah. So don't let your son
Just called dudes like that losers.
Yeah.
I was
but you
a
can't
loser.
Do that today. You have to make up new words, you know?
Yeah. Simple.
Until, is it like short for something?
I think so, but like simple, I don't know. I don't know. My son told me at one point that it's like sus is short for suspicious, you know? So it's short for something, but I don't know. I don't know these kids today and their words.
And their riz and all the, whatever.
Charisma. That's what that's short for. Charisma. I do Charisma. Know that. Yeah. We got a review brought to you by podgagement.com. 5 stars. Funniest show ever. I love this show. I've only been listening for 2 months.
Well,
you're about
to have his mind changed.
That's the peak. I just want to let you know. That's as good as it gets right there. About two to three month mark. After that, you're going to get sick of us. But it's so amazing. I hope to grow up with this show and love it as I get older. Well, when you turn 20, you're going to find Kill Tony. And you're going to start listening to that instead.
Oh.
It's this very famous podcast with all these gritty comedians. And
Okay.
But we lose people in their 20s, and then they come back in their 30s, and they're like, oh, you're still podcasting?
You guys are still around?
He says, I'm 14 at the moment. I've been recommending this show to everyone.
Oh, well, thank you.
Everyone I know. So I hope they start listening because this is the best show. I love it. It's clean comedy, and you guys are Christian, too. That's a big plus for me. Well, not for us.
What?
I don't like being a Christian all the time.
Well, that's what makes you a Christian is because you're honest about it.
Yeah. The girl who broke her closet laughing at the podcast, Emily. I made fun of her name last week.
I remember
her. Yeah.
Yeah. Did she write this before or after you made fun of her name?
Probably at the same time. They can update their reviews anytime, though, and I get a fresh copy of it. Thanks to podgagement.com, actually. So you can leave us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us really happy, and it really helps the show. And every now and then we read them on the show. Go to review.thatstoryshow.com. Because you can review us on Spotify or iTunes or anywhere else that'll take a review. Let's do some featured stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
Hi, this is from Nathan from Spokane, Yeah. Hey, James and John.
Hey.
Fart Boy.
Hey.
Sorry, I've been listening to past episodes recently, and I got an idea for a story that reminds me of a couple of the stories in episode 479, The Yeti Mug. That was very recent.
That was.
I was listening to episode 147.
Whoa.
Threw me off. I'm like, do we go back that far? I guess we do because anyway, he was listening to 147 and that show was called Probably Shouldn't Share This. That was a theme show. Do you remember that? I can't believe it's been that long ago. Holy crap.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't share this. I mean, it's time to do that again.
Yeah.
We've got a wedding theme show coming up in November, but January, maybe we should do. We probably shouldn't share this show.
Yeah, we shouldn't share this.
About 5 or 6 years ago, my family and I went to Silverwood Theme Park, located in Idaho, with my mom's side of the family. Every year, we would go with them, and we had a tradition of going on the steam engine train ride. It's basically this train that takes you all around the outskirts of the park. Yeah, Disney World has one of those. So,
yeah, so does Stone Mountain Park. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Here. Yeah, it's got a steam engine and everything. It's like,
okay.
It's like, for real, it's legit.
The last time I went, it did not. It just had a laser show at the end.
Well, they still have the laser show during the summer months.
Sweet. All right. The ride probably takes at least an hour, especially with boarding time and all that. The ride begins, and I'm having a nice time looking at the bison and all that good stuff. And we pass all these things. I'd like to mention the train makes some stops as part of the Western show that the train is themed after.
Yes.
So apparently people are shooting at each other on minimum wage. I'm sure it's a show to see, man. Sure.
It's hilarious.
They're winning those Tonys out there. So anyway, the ride begins. And however, at some point in the ride, I felt the need to, let's just say, do what Monique's son had to do in the Yeti cup story. So he needed to take a wee-wee.
He needed to go pee.
He needed to go potty. He needed to go tinkle. He needed to release his water.
So number one.
He needed to, I'm out of them. Out of the ones I can say on the show anyway.
Oh, I got 20 of them.
Told you I don't like always being a Christian. So as anyway, the train made the stops. And there's at least one time I could think of where some parents sent their kids off into the woods to do their business as as the show was going on.
Could you imagine being one of those actors?
White trash people.
Hey, you can't go there.
You don't pee behind the teepee. You know?
Don't pee behind the teepee.
I know. I could have sold that better. I'm sorry. Anyway, so he says, there's needless to say, there was no way I was going to risk getting left behind by the train. Yeah. Your trousers around your ankles. That would be great. Wait for me. Unfortunately, I did not have a Yeti mug with me. Or I might have attempted to use such a method of relieving myself in public with my cousins who happen to be girls all around me. So after giving it some thought, here's what I came up with. I was going to use my underwear and shorts.
Oh, no.
To soak up, quote unquote, the urine.
What?
This was his logic, man. When you got to pee bad, and I've been there, you have to, I'm sure, where it hurts, where you think you're going to lose it any moment, it makes your brain weird. It does. So after having given it some thought, I said, I'm going to use them like a sponge to soak up water. But here's where his logic comes in. To ensure that I wouldn't look like I wet myself, I decided I would go just a little bit. I would wait till it was dry and then do it a little bit more.
No.
It's not going to work, buddy.
Oh, no.
Let me just tell you, it's not going to work. I decided to go just a little bit. And unfortunately, I didn't understand how hard it would be to repeatedly stop. And wait, and go again. Stop. There's a delay
it burns.
Between the time your brain sends the signal and and Mr. Mini-Me is able to shut it down. There's a delay. Did I say that in the right way? Is it still G13? It's definitely middle school playground.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Not public school either.
No, like, no. It's a private school middle school private playground. Private school
middle school playground. I think we can get away with that.
So I didn't realize this until it was too late. At the end of the ride, I remember my underwear being very damp, but I don't remember any urine soaking through. Yeah, whatever.
How did that happen?
How did that ever happen? And trust me, I would have noticed, seeing as my shorts were kind of like cargo shorts. I probably shouldn't have shared this, but I hope it makes it on the show. Nathan. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child ahead but not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. It's the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's got instant grading and helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. It's fun for kids too. Kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and That Story Show listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Did he tell us how old he was? Oh, 6 years ago. So how old are you, bro? Let's say he's 14.
He's got to be at least 13 to send this in. So yeah.
Let's say he's 14.
And it happened 4 years ago.
6 years ago. Five or six years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
He's 8 or 9, right?
That works. Yeah, sure. We're going to say that, Nathan, for your own sake.
Okay. Can I tell this real quick? Since we're on the playground.
Your show.
It's a playground, right?
Yeah, it's where the playground here.
So I used
Bobby
to,
just
I used
stole
to,
my cars.
I used to wet the bed like every night when I was a kid.
On purpose?
Yeah, right. I wish. I could never go over to anybody's house because I would wet the bed. I couldn't do it. And it was emotional issues. My parents broke up. You know, it was just all of that. They tried to medicate me. They tried to counsel me. I had, you know, just problems. So I wet the bed till I was freaking 16 years old.
Hey.
So did Ethan Nicole, by the way, the creator of Axe Cop. He told me that.
The pastor of my church did too.
Yeah, it's a problem. I just wanted to share that I was so desperate to end the stream.
In the stream?
I thought of a way to stop it.
Yeah?
It involved a rubber band. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
I didn't know about tourniquets.
Yep.
I didn't know about anything, but I decided to put it to the test. So I went to the bathroom with the rubber band in place.
No, you didn't.
And it was like somebody lit a firecracker and shoved it up my urethra. What? Now we're getting medical. Okay?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the pipeline.
Okay.
Pipeline. It's the pipeline. Uh-huh. And I couldn't get that rubber band off fast enough. It hurt so bad that I decided wetting the bed was not that bad at all.
You taught yourself a valuable lesson.
It was terrible. It was a terrible experience. I've never shared. I'm not sure I should have shared that, actually.
That's a hint to the next theme show.
Listen, you'll hear that one again, kids.
So I got to ask a question. Was the application of the rubber band before you fell asleep, or was it just
a test? Okay. It was a test. Like, okay. I was stupid, but I wasn't completely stupid. So, like I said, I applied the appliance, and then I tried to go to the bathroom over a toilet, and it felt like hellfire. I was peeing hellfire.
Going into convulsions.
It was terrible. I
saw like a fire hose.
It was.
You ever turn the hose on and
swelled up like a cartoon character? Yeah. I definitely had to wash my hands and everything else.
You probably had to mop out the whole bathroom.
God forbid I had gone to bed with that thing on.
Man, you would have woke up in the middle of the
night. Isn't that how they used to castrate bulls? Is they just put rubber bands around their stuff and let it fall off? Yeah. Anyway.
I never practiced that. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway. This one's called...
Quiet in here.
This one's called, anybody that's still listening, this one's called Cutie's Conundrum. It's from Zeke Bettler from Jacksonville, Florida, I assume.
Hey.
There's a few Jacksonvilles, close. But I'm going to say he's from Florida, my old stomping ground. So
there's a Jacksonville in Georgia, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's only got like less than 300 people, but it's there.
So this is going to be a short story, but I think it'll be funny enough. So about a year and a half ago, I had a guinea pig. Guinea pigs are easy enough to take care of. We live in the country, so we kept him outside in a cage. We had a big gas grill. I mean, a tough shed. I mean, a big cage. Man, lots of callbacks there.
Nice.
This cage was strong enough to hold out any animal that wanted in. So one morning, I woke up to my younger sister shaking me, Zeke. I gropily replied, "What?" Because he's from Jacksonville, so he talks like that.
What?
She said, "Cutie is gone." "What? She's not in her cage." "What do you mean?" "She's not in the cage." Later that day, we checked the cameras. And guess what?
Oh.
A bear ate her. Literally,
what?
A bear.
A bear?
A bear ate her. Love the show and hope this makes it on the show. Zeke from Jacksonville.
A bear ate your guinea pig, baby.
Ate your guinea. I mean, Cutie got ate.
Cutie, you know those little oranges that you get.
Yeah, Cutie oranges. They're easier to peel. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just eat those whole thing.
Yeah.
But Cutie, I mean,
hopefully
my condolences.
Cutie didn't get peeled before it got ate. I saw a video the other day where
No, I did.
Where a bear took a salmon and he bit off like near its head and peeled its skin off while it was still alive and ate the fish. And it was talking about the reality of nature and how wicked they are. And I was like, violent. Oh, I'm not sure I want to see this, you know, but I couldn't stop watching. And so maybe Zeke the cutie guy might have got peeled too, is all I'm saying.
I'm saying I was going to give my condolences to kids who lost their.
Oh, and I just made it worse.
But no, I was going to say for that, for a bear to grace your yard.
Yeah.
It was like a gift.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure.
Somehow. I hope that cutie didn't suffer.
Well, you know, it's like when they strung the lady up in King Kong. They were trying to feed it to King Kong, right? To satisfy him, to satiate him, to give them, you know, time away. You know, maybe good weather.
Yeah.
Maybe don't take our women, you know, something like that. So we'll give you this Hollywood starlet instead. So maybe that bear was a wild bear, maybe a cocaine bear, perhaps.
Oh, right. Based on the best selling documentary.
Yeah. And documentary. so maybe cutie saved their life, you know, can we give cutie that maybe
her sacrifice kept
Zeke and his sister alive. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to say that.
I feel better. Anyway, this is called Bathroom Brainwave by Blair from Atlanta, Indiana. Speaking of towns that are in other states.
That's right.
There's only one Atlanta. And do you know that Atlanta used to be named Atlanta Pacifica?
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, because you were supposed to be able to get from Atlanta to the Pacific through Atlanta. Yeah, look it up sometime. I know random weird stuff. So anyway, when my son was 4 years old, I put him to bed. It was several hours later when I went downstairs to lock up for the night, and I caught him in the bathroom getting a drink of water.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, out of bed, and you're not supposed to be.
You're going to get the rubber band. Sorry.
Somehow that was worse than everything else I said.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what I said, edit it out or something. I don't want to sound like a terrible person.
I caught him in the bathroom. I gently scolded him for being out of bed and explained that the more water he drank, the more he would have to pee. And I taught him a trick I learned as a child to keep yourself from wetting the bed. You take this rubber band, see, and you double it up like a ponytail, see, and...
Okay.
There was a dramatic pause, and I could tell that his brain gears were working. And after this pause, he turned to me matter-of-factly and said, "Hey, Dad, if I eat glass, would I have scratchy poop?" To this day, we're not sure why that thought occurred to him, but I suppose it's true. You would have scratchy poop. I think you would die well before you got the poop out. But it's always good to hear you guys keeping the rest of us laughing. Hope this makes it on the show. Never mind. He said he gave up. Hope it makes it. Never mind. Okay, I shouldn't have. I'll take my bell back, dadgummit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was Blair from Atlanta, Indiana.
Indiana. Kids say the most random things.
They sure do.
But I know what he was thinking about. He was thinking about his drink of water.
Yeah.
And he was like, it makes you have to pee more. What if I ate glass? Just randomly.
It's a logical step.
If you're 4 years old, you know, you've been thinking about experimenting with glass, you know, you don't know what the kids are into.
I don't.
Maybe glass is the name of some drug that 4 year olds are into. I don't know. Oh, speaking of drugs. Oh my gosh. Okay. I know we didn't do a news nugget today. I hope you noticed we replaced it. So we drop a news nugget, but I saw a piece of news this week.
Did
that
you?
Kids were going home with what they called sleepy stickers on their arms. The freaking woman, the mom took the sleepy sticker. This is what the kids call it. To the lab, and it had all these herbs and stuff in it, but it had, what's that active natural ingredient that makes you sleepy?
Melatonin.
It had melatonin in it. What? And she was slapping them on these kids so they'd go to freaking sleep so she could, I don't know, smoke a cigarette or write something naughty on the chalkboard or flirt with the vice principal. I don't know what they're doing.
Teachers do these days.
But she's drugging the kids, dude.
She's giving them sleepy stickers.
And of course,
you've been a super good boy. You get a sleep. You get two sleepy stickers.
Of course, the guy that reported it said, "This is why you need to homeschool your kids, America." And I'm like, come on now. That was one lady.
Yeah.
One lady. I mean, yeah, homeschool your kids. If you can, more power to you. Do it. Yeah. I'm pro all of that. But unless sleepy you're in that stickers. Kid's that lady's class, I don't think you have a lot to worry about. Sleepy stickers. Mm. Sleepy stickers.
So I feel like we need to put in like not a disclaimer, but like a the more you know kind of thing. So okay. Glass shouldn't be eaten under any circumstances.
Yeah, four-year-olds.
Don't put any stickers on you that you don't know where they came from. And if they came from a teacher that you maybe do not trust, then definitely don't put the stickers on. And three,
yeah,
rubber bands are not for helping you not to go to the bathroom.
That's right.
There we go. We said it. That's
the most important lesson of the day. If there's a moral to take away from this story, this show, it's that you shouldn't put a rubber band
on
your little man. So, all right. This is called Explosive Experiment. It's from Rachel in Iowa. My husband grew up on a farm, and he has told me so many stories of mischief, foolishness, and danger that I'm amazed that my man is still alive. This is one of my favorite. When he was 15 or 16, he and his friend were out in his dad's shop devising ways to make his old remote control pickup more fun, quote unquote.
Remote control pickup.
Yeah. So they found some carpet tack strips and screwed them all over the exterior of the truck. But of course, this wasn't enough to make the remote control cool. It needed fire. That's right. Disclaimer, don't play with fire. But fire is very fun to
Number
play
four.
With. Okay? Just be safe. Don't play with fire. But,
yeah,
but fire is a lot of fun. But don't play with fire. Okay?
All right.
Don't play with fire.
Don't even make fun of fire.
Yeah.
Don't
if light you see things it, on do fire, not you diss it. Like run away right. from the fire. I've been burned so many times. Okay.
Oh.
So anyway, they proceeded to fill the bed of this pickup truck with gasoline.
Oh no.
And they went outside to light it on fire. See, that's the important thing. Be safe while you're putting your life in danger. Be safe.
Don't ever use gasoline as an accelerant, ever.
And then they started driving it around. Of course, the bed of the truck wasn't watertight, and it was leaking a trail of flaming gasoline everywhere it went. After a few minutes of taking turns refilling it and driving it at each other and jumping over it, it started shorting out and driving out of control. Luckily, it stopped before it burned down any buildings or went into the cornfield.
It's luckily
there is a God, people. He just doesn't always do something, but in this case, he did. He did. He protected those little boys.
Oh my goodness.
So back to the shop they went to find more exciting options now that the truck was gone. They ended up using a welding torch to fill a balloon with oxygen and acetylene gas, essentially making it a bomb.
Yeah.
They went back to the burning truck and proceeded to drop the balloon onto the fire. Don't ever do this, ever. My husband must have gotten his ears plugged because he didn't go deaf from the incredibly loud explosion that blew his shirt up.
Whoa.
Broke three windows in his house.
Whoa.
And woke up his sleeping father, who a few seconds later came running out and said, "What the beep was that?"
Heck, he said heck.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. She just put asterisks.
It's four of them too, so yeah, it definitely was heck.
It was one of the better ones. My husband, standing over the flaming, tacked-out truck, surrounded by patchy trails of fire, looked at his father innocently and said, "What?"
Of course he would say that.
"What'd I do? What do I do?
I didn't hear anything. My shirt's blown up. Bruh. Just three windows blasted out of the house. Well, yeah. A little bit of fire.
Do nothing. You think I did this?
What?
Yeah, Chad. My shirt's on fire. So what? It doesn't prove anything. You can't beat me. Oh, yes, you can. Thank you, Rachel.
You got to catch me first. I'm pretty sure that I almost blasted. That's so dangerous.
It's so dangerous. Okay.
Don't ever do that, kids.
Here's something else you should never do with fire. Okay. So in my one part of the trailer, my single wide trailer part of the triple wide trailer, yeah. I had my own bathroom. And it was pretty big because it was meant to be the bathroom for the home, right?
Right, right. It was that trailer's bathroom. It was the whole bathroom. And
it had a cup dispenser stuck up next to the mirror.
For your mouthwash.
Cups, the little mouthwash cups. Yeah. Now those were long gone. My mother was never going to replace them. We were,
came with the trailer.
I don't know if we were poor or trashy or both, but we never had. We shared the same spit cup for years before we realized that we were all using the same spit cup to rinse our mouth out.
I thought that was my spit cup.
Yeah. So we weren't raised right. But anyway, I used to take Aquanet. I think Final Net was the offshoot, but Aquanet hairspray. And I would spray it up into this plastic reservoir, and then I would take a stick lighter, and I'd light it, and it'd go, and it would just burn up inside. And I did that over and over and over inside of a matchstick-built single-wide trailer.
Right.
I'm lucky to be alive. So when I say don't play with fire, but it's fun, but don't, I mean both of them, but don't don't do it more.
Okay? Be smart.
Be smart. Be very smart. Don't light matches in the house. Do not go in the closet. Do not lock the freaking door. Do not play with fire. It's very stupid.
Never. Yeah.
But that's what I did. And
you were one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I was. But then I made a potato gun.
Oh, jeez.
We used that Aquanet and that Joker. And I used a striker. I got a striker and wired that Joker in there. Man. And we were like, how much do we spray in? We're like, I don't know. But we had the wadding. We had the potato down in there. We're like, we'll take it out back and try it. We'll spray it for 6 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We screwed the cap on. Took that Coleman lantern lighter and went click, boom! We were building it actually to launch t-shirts out into the audience at an event.
No.
So we had
you did
a t-shirt.
This as an adult.
Yes, this was a grown up. This was as a grown up, full grown up. So what we actually had done had we had not put a potato in there. We had duct taped a plastic wrapped t-shirt. And we're like, we'll just see how far this goes. We only have to go, about 20 feet, 20, 30 feet. Dude, that thing went up in the sky and never saw it come down. We walked around to the other side of the block. We snuck in people's backyards because I'm like, it's got our church's name on the front of the shirt.
They're gonna find
me. Some Sherlock Holmes is going to come along with every freaking clue in the world leading right to the children's pastor.
Yeah, your fingerprints were all over that.
We built two of them, dude, and I painted them red and black, and we got it down. It was only supposed to be about a second and a half, and it was just enough to go boom, boom, and
so
it
you
shot
actually
it out
did
to the
use
audience.
It.
Oh, dude, of course we did.
Oh man,
we shot them things out to a room full of thousands of people,
Man,
boom. Boom. Oh, so satisfying. They arced. I mean, we got up into the overflow, the nosebleeds, everything. It was great.
Dude.
So awesome.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that there was an air-powered option.
Yeah.
I just had heard about the Georgia version, and we used, fire. So
we used Aquanet, and I don't think you can find that stuff anymore, so...
Good going. Good thing. Because I used a lot of it legitimately too. And probably would have gone on fire. very easily. So anyway, we got stickers, keychains, hats, all available at merch.thatstoryshow.com. We've added some new stuff, so I'd like you to go check it out. If you get a sticker, a keychain, or a hat, they come from my house.
Oh, we got, they'll have your fingerprints all over
that's
it.
That's right. That's right. So you can assume that there will be extras. When you buy stuff directly from me, I throw in the secret stuff.
Oh.
But the t-shirts and stuff have to come from a company. But I've collected it all together, merch.thatstoryshow.com, and you can check out all our merch through that website. Wedding theme show coming up November 21st. Dudes, you guys have not let me down. We've got so many great wedding stories, but we could always use some more. So if you've been waiting, you don't need to wait too much more, because I'm about to sit down and just do some show notes and slap the end on that show. And if we have to do two shows worth, we'll do it. Remember when we
can do it to a part two. Yes.
Remember when we did Dates and Mates and we had two shows worth of content? We did it, man. Part one and part two. We'll do it. So keep sending in those wedding shows. Just go to That Story Show, submit a story, and you'll get there, okay? We want to thank our podcast listeners, our supporting listeners, because it's possible because of our listeners on Patreon. Support listeners get ad-free listening swag and a weekly bonus podcast called Stuff That Wouldn't Fit on the Show. We're going to record it right after this.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
Try it out free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. We'd like to thank Monique Barber. We read her story today. She is a new patron in the last 30
Welcome.
Days. Thanks to our producers, James Spengler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Guys and girls, that is it. It is time for us to get out of here. Do you have a funny life story that you'd like featured on the episode? I'm sure you do. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, where you can type it or talk it. And while you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates. Please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, don't play with fire. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
I'll pee a tiny bit, but then I'll quit. I'll wait until it dries up, and then I'll do it again. The only trouble with my genius plan is once it's out, you can't put it back again. I saw a bear the other day with a smile on his face. He was licking his lips. He was loving the taste. He was using his claws to pick out little bits of cutie flesh. Oh, fresh. Oh, yes, your little pet was the best. So now we're 15 years old and we live on a farm. We got nothing else to do, so we're making a bomb. Little truck is stuck a burning, so we're thinking about learning a balloon into a boom. Wake my dad, I'm sure he's yearning to be awakened by a quake and windows broken by this teen. For everyone, he'll beat my bum for using oxyacetylene.
Oh, man.
I hate the part where I can't breathe. How you doing, podcast people? Welcome to Stuff That Didn't Fit on the Show, where we put stuff that didn't fit on the show. John.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you like the recap song?
I like that song a lot. They're always getting, they're just getting so, like, you should probably get one of those compilation albums out, like they used to sell in the middle of the night. And this album has on the exploding diapers.
It's the same tune, though. Every time, it's just
a different story.
It's just I'm singing a song. It sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
You don't even know me because you don't know my name. My name is James. I wear Hanes. They're bulletproof, man. You can't shoot me down there because I'm dressed like a can. I don't know. It's just
it just comes
to me. I'm Marshall Mathers.
I would get so nervous and I'd be all like, my name is, what rhymes with Steinklauber? And
get more from That Story Show today. Support.thatstoryshow.com.